Just help me, Lord, to climb. Don't have to move that stumbling block. Show me the way around it. We must climb a great high mountain to reach God's gracious kingdom. In His word you'll find the strength if you will just believe Him. You don't have to move that mountain. Just help me, Lord, to climb it. You don't have to move that stumbling block. Show me the way around it. Well, the way is filled with pitfalls. Sometimes we may falter. You can have His grace, my friend, on your knees down at the altar. You don't have to move that mountain. Just help me, Lord, to climb it. Don't have to move that stumbling block. Show me the way around it.
Afternoon. Welcome to those who are in the sanctuary. Welcome to those that are online as we get a chance to again be reminded of God's grace and love and care that He continues to reach with and around and in our hearts this day. First of all, welcome to this Labor Day weekend. It truly is amazing that we can come and gather. I'm so proud of all of you that are coming to church on this holiday weekend. We should get bonus points. For those that are online, it's good to have you here, no matter where you're at. Could be at the lake, could be, no. As we come and we gather on this day, we are reminded about whose we are. And so we get a chance to come together and do our mission statement. I'm warning you. Today at Desert Hills, we celebrate and we make disciples. Who? Because truly we have been blessed and we are able to be here proclaiming the love that God has for all who are here and online. I'm Pastor Craig Larson, and it is my privilege to be here along with Pastor Mike Sager, who, yes, has now been ordained for 29 years. And his mom's so proud. No. Yes. Getting back to the announcements, note that we're celebrating again this weekend is the first weekend of the month, and so the food banks are collecting food. The bins are at the end of the hallways. As always, if you've happened to forget it this weekend, you can bring it to the church office, and we'll make sure it gets to the right place. Or hang on to it, because guess what? Next month, we're doing the same thing. On a seriouser note, we're going to be having a celebration of life this Thursday at 11 for Mike Hoy, and then a celebration of life this Saturday, September 9th at 11 a.m. for Melinda Byron. We ask that you continue to keep both families in your prayers. If you're able to come, please do so. If not, just remember to say a prayer, as truly they get a chance to realize the hope of the resurrection that we continue to profess because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Next weekend, the Global Missions Education Life-Saving Campaign through the ELCA World Hunger Program and the Good Gifts. You know, in December we talk about buying a cow. Well, next weekend, it's going to be an opportunity to contribute money, whether online or there's going to be a place in the back with the tables to go towards buying school supplies throughout the world for those people that continue to take and need that. Don't bring school supplies, but go ahead and there will be offering envelopes for those donations that are in the back, as well as there's going to be a giving link on our website. That's dhlc.org, and just put give, you'll see that it's on there. And that will be for the next two weekends, September 9th and 10th, and September 16th and 17th. So just make sure and be part of that. Surprise, surprise, tomorrow, Monday is Labor Day, and the church office will be closed. If you need us, you can call and leave a message on the answering machine, and we'll definitely return your call to that. Those that are first-time visitors, thank you for being with us. On the back is a welcome table so that you can continue to get to know us as a church, as well as all the activities that happen in and amongst and around this place. Well, those are the announcements. Let's continue then with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we do thank you that it is your Spirit that has called us, that has gathered us, that has made us to be your children. God, whether people are here in the sanctuary or viewing online, I would ask that you would continue to reach into their lives and know that they have been claimed and called by you. Help us, O Lord, as we wonderfully receive your forgiveness and your grace and your love and your care. Fill us with that sense of joy that comes from believing that you are our strength. You are our rock. God, during our worship, help us as we continue to respond with our praise and thanksgiving for all that you have done through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. We sing our opening songs.
So aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like the blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, the God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. In darkness and clouds covered me. I had no idea which the way up would be. Then came the sunrise and pulled back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Please join me in our litany spoken responsively. Brothers and sisters, come back from the far country, from the exile of self-contempt, or the fields of dutiful labor. God weighs neither the sad detours of our journey nor the cheerless attempts to earn favor. Let us worship God, who greets our return with lavish love. Amen.
Down in the valley, way down in the valley, when the Savior heard our feeble cry. Now we're back up on the mountain, way up on the mountain, drinking from a fountain that never will run dry. There was darkness all around us when the Savior found us, way down in the valley of despair. Told him all our troubles, our joys, then he doubled. We're way up on the mountain, rejoicing in his care. We were down in the valley, way down in the valley, when the Savior heard our feeble cry. Now we're back up on the mountain, way up on the mountain, drinking from a fountain that never will run dry. Way up on the mountain, drinking from a fountain that never will run dry. We were down in the valley, way down in the valley, when the Savior heard our feeble cry. Now we're back up on the mountain, way up on the mountain, drinking from a fountain that never will run dry.
Today's first scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, starting with verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they begin to celebrate." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Today's second scripture reading is a continuation of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the amazing grace of God fill you this day, whether here in sanctuary or online, and may it give you the hope and promise that you are home in God's kingdom. Amen. You all passed it, but did you all notice it? Free parking, yeah, that was one sign. But there's even a bigger sign. If you look up on the screen here in a second, it says, "Celebrate grace." Do you realize this afternoon when you drove in the parking lot, you had to pass that sign? There's no other way in. You could come in the illegal way, and you know who you are. But most of us come in the proper way, and we pass through celebrating grace. Now, I have to admit to you, I didn't really notice until someone in my new member class pointed out the fact that, you know, that when we enter into our parking lot, our free parking lot, where we're free to park, we enter only through grace. That rock reminds us every time we enter this parking lot, whether it's for worship or any other event, we come here being reminded we come here through grace. We come no other way. That's how we enter into this place of God, this place to gather. We enter through grace. As I thought about grace, I thought it's a lot like free parking on the Monopoly board. Have you ever seen that free parking, those square? There is a lot of confusion around free parking on the Monopoly Square. The actual rules say it means nothing. It simply means a place to rest. But if you're like our household, free parking was a place to get great wealth. Because if the fees and the luxury tax, anytime you owed something to the bank, you put it in the center, and if you landed on it, you get all that cash. They say free parking is one of those squares that different households make up different rules about what that means. Even though the original game simply meant it was a place to rest, a place where you were not taxed or charged rent. It simply was a place to be. But it has become so much more. Grace is somewhat like that. Grace is one of those words we hear a lot, but we're never quite sure always if we mean the same thing. So when we gather every weekend, we proclaim together we're celebrating grace. What are we celebrating? What does it mean for us to celebrate? What does it mean for us to drive into our parking lot and there be reminded that our first purpose is to celebrate God's grace for us and for the world? We look at one of the greatest stories that Jesus tells in Scripture. It's the longest parable. It's probably one of the best known. the prodigal son, or the forgiving father, or the grumpy older son. Lots of names for this parable, but the point is still the same. We have in this story a father. A father who has two sons. And one of the sons, his youngest son, decides that he wishes dad out of his life, and he simply wants what his dad can offer him, and to go on his own merry way. And we're told the younger son asks for his share of the inheritance, and the father, for whatever reason, is willing to give it up. And he gives them his share of the inheritance. And we're told the son goes off. And we all know how the story goes. He's wasting his money. He ends up having to take care of pigs because there was no other way for him to care for himself. And there in the pig trough, he decides he wants to go home. But not go home as a son. Because he knows Jewish law, if a son ever disobeys his parents, if a son ever did that to their father, the only way for him to come back would be to come back as a hired hand. So the son is simply asking his father to do what would be culturally appropriate. I know I can't be your son. I know I have disowned you. But can I be like a hired hand? Can I come back and at least be fed and at least be cared for as I know you do to your other hired hands? And the son goes back. Now here's where the story gets interesting. We know that the father sees the son. He's been watching for him. And he goes out and he greets the son and he kisses the son and he welcomes him back as his son. But what's interesting about how this plays out is, do you notice that the father does not talk about the behavior of the son, simply that the son had been lost. The son had been lost and now is found. The son had been dead and now is alive again. Have you ever felt lost in your life? Both physically and sometimes just not quite sure what life's about? Have you ever felt dead in your life? Where what you had hoped for, the dreams you had, somehow slip like sand through your fingers. And you feel dead. You're not quite sure what life is about. This proclamation of Jesus is about this amazing love of God that rescues the lost and brings back to life the dead. It was not about that the son was right or wrong, or good or bad. It's about the son has been lost. He lost himself. He lost his home. He lost his identity. And God welcomes him back as God's child. God understands that when we wander off on our own, we oftentimes find ourselves dead. Dead to those things that we thought would bring us happiness. Those things that we thought would bring us success. Those things that we thought life was about. And all too often we wake up realizing it didn't work. And we wonder what life's about. We wonder what it means to be a human being. What it means to live life. And Jesus is telling us God's grace is about rescuing us in those times, in those moments when we feel lost, when we feel dead. God is there to find us and to bring us back to life. The father makes the same proclamation to his other son, the son who won't go in to the party because he sees life still about transactions. If I do this, then father, you're supposed to do that. Your son took what he wanted. Now the transaction is you cut him off. I've obeyed you, I've done the right things, and I deserve now payment back. But the father reminded the older brother that life is not about transactions. Life is about life and living. It's about finding the place you are in your life. It's about knowing who you are. It's about having a place to call home and to rest. And he reminded his other son, his brother, now is at home. His brother who was lost is now found. His brother who was dead is now alive. And how can we not celebrate? You see, every time we drive into our parking lot, every time we are reminded by that sign, every time we say together, we celebrate grace. What we're celebrating, the fact is that we know we have been lost. We know we have felt dead. And God has found us. God has given us new life. We have a home, a place where we are known. And we have a God who celebrates that. Celebrates when we understand who we are. When we're willing to give up our needs to live our lives the way we think we're supposed to live, and to realize that God wants for us that even greater life, more abundant life, not a life of transactions, but a life of love and grace, a life where you know that you have a home, a life that you know that you have an identity firmly placed in God's love for you. That's what we celebrate in grace. That's why we celebrate. Because we know we have a God that finds us when we're lost. When we wake up in the middle of the night wondering, what is life about? We know we have a God that speaks to us even when we feel dead inside, when we face the sting of grief and pain and worry and fear. God speaks to us life in God's grace for us. How can we not celebrate? How can we not celebrate each other who all know we have been lost? We're not here because we deserve it. We're here because we were lost, but have been found, that we have a home in God's love, and that we celebrate. And we celebrate everyone who walks into our community or any community across the world, anyone who comes to know and to realize who they are, that they are loved, that they were once lost but now is found. They were once dead, but now is alive. And sisters and brothers in Christ, that's worth celebrating. That's worth celebrating because we know we too have been found. We know we too have life. We know we too, like that man who came, that son who came from the pig trough smelling dirty, smelling like pigs, cut and bruised, beaten up by life. The Father simply welcomed him. And we come here today bruised and beaten up by life. And God reaches out God's arms and welcomes us home. For the lost have been found. The dead now are back to life. Let us celebrate. Let us celebrate the grace of God in our lives and in the world. So if you'd like to go a little deeper, here's what I invite you to think about. What about God's grace in your life? Are you called to celebrate with joy this day? How has God found you when you felt lost? How have you felt received by God's love and grace? How do you celebrate all that God has done for you, as God puts on your hand the finger of the family, as God puts upon you the robes of Christ's righteousness as God proclaims to us. Let us celebrate, for the one who was lost is now home. Amen.
Cast away the fear, unchanging hand that's always so near. With his mighty arms, my Lord is in command. Sweet love and word, on faith I will stand. He wakes me every morning, and his sweet words on my mind, with a heart full of joy and bigger all the time. I know he'll never leave me. He calls me by name, sweet love and word of truth to proclaim. Sweet loving word that holds me in his will. He gave his life that everyone might live. He's the open gate so man can be free. Sweet loving word of peace lives in me. I'm walking in a new life, and his treasures are all mine. I ask in his name, and he answers every time. Promises of God won't ever fail. Sweet loving word of hope he unveils. Treasures are all mine. I ask in his name, and he answers every time. Promises of God won't ever fail. Sweet loving word of hope he unveils. Sweet
together, let us affirm our faith. We believe in God the Father, who creates and sustains all life, no matter how small or overlooked, who makes the beauty of a sunrise and watches over the clashing of mighty waves. We believe in Christ Jesus, the source of abundance, full of grace and truth, who turns the other cheek, goes the second mile, heals with his every touch, turns water into the best wine, and who welcomes the lost son and invites the oldest son to join in the celebration of forgiveness and a new life, who spared no cost for our redemption, forgave even his brutal crucifiers, and had time for a dying thief at his side. On the third day, he did something so remarkable, it amazed his friends and filled them with joy. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the source of abundance, who is present in our life no matter where we go and no matter what we do. Amen. We will now have the gathering of our offerings.
Your gentle favor, I stand here. Though I've walked carelessly, untrusting in fear. In your compassion, the sun does rise, waking the day, cleansing darkness from my eyes. Separation so we may live.
The psalmist reminds us of the blessings of being forgiven. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is in no deceit. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. sing, all you who are upright in heart. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, we remember those who have recently died, including Pat Jacob, Erica Poole, and Robert Essie. Oh God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace. And may the truth and the promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. Lord, in your mercy. New to our prayer list is Vicki Wimbush. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. God of patient love, you await the return of the wayward and wandering, and eagerly embrace them in pardon. Through baptism, you have clothed us with the glory of Christ and restored our inheritance. Give us generous hearts to welcome all who seek a place at the table of your unconditional love, Lord. Lord, in your mercy. You make the land to produce a harvest that sustains your entire creation. Equip farmers and farm workers who till the soil. Nourish the earth with ample rainfall and abundant sunshine. Heal the grounds marred by fire and floodwaters. We especially pray for those devastated in Maui from the terrible fires, those who were in the path of Hurricane Idalia. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, we lift up to you countries that are divided and in conflict, both with their neighbors and within their own borders. Act quickly to bring an end to war. Anoint peacemakers trained in the art of diplomacy and foster a spirit of collaboration among political rivals. Lord, in your mercy. Your people cry for help in times of distress. Resolve disagreements among family members. Save those experiencing financial hardship. Hear our prayers for those who are sick, grieving, experiencing mental health issues, and loneliness. Console us with the promise that everything can become new. Lord, in your mercy, accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Tonight we hear the promise that in the night which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, take and drink all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people. For the forgiveness of sin, do this in the remembrance of me. We pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. For those that are online, this is the body of Christ broken for you. Take and eat. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink for the forgiveness of all sin. We come together as God's people and God's children, sharing in the meal that God has provided for us through his Son. Note that the dark color is the wine, the light color is the grape juice. There's gluten-free wafers if that is your desire and need. Come, for all are welcome this night.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. But then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford. But none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Thank you.
blessing this night. May we go in grace and peace to be the hands and the feet of Jesus to touch a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to love the world on behalf of Jesus, to represent Him to a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to discover the joy of joining the work of Jesus, finding Him among the broken of the world. We know this and believe this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing our closing song.
There's a call come ringing over restless wet. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore.
Make a difference in someone's life today.
Sure.